Hello, I'm Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time with my friends, Jackie and Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm the biggest Friends fan. If you guys were seeing what I'm wearing today, I'm wearing a Friends t-shirt and a Friends bracelet. Obviously, we're podcasting, so you can't see, but I'm all here for it.
And I'm Vanessa Martinez, and Jackie has a shirt, but I have a handy dandy, I'm not wearing it now, a Friends face mask.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
Yes, I'll have to take a picture of it. My dad got it for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, we can't wait to see that. Yes. Upload a picture. Put it on the Instagram.
Yes. Maybe we could do like a picture of me and a picture of you because we're like have the merch, you know, like, and then we'll like split screen it.
There you go.
But you guys, I'm really excited because 2 seasons down, 8 to go.
I know, right? Oh, so this is episode 47, not including our bonus episode. So that's big.
Yeah,
so this is the 23rd episode of the season 2, the one with the chicken pox. It premiered on May 9th, 1996, which was my 26th birthday, just for the record.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, you had the same birthday as my sister. That's right, May 9th.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, May 9th, 1996. I was 26, so I was right there with the Friends, right in the middle.
There you go.
Right at their age. So 26.1 million viewers watched this show. So Jackie, give us a quick overview.
Yes, so Ryan from the Navy, played by Charlie Sheen, is visiting Phoebe, but she gets chickenpox from Ben, and so then he gets chickenpox as well, and they spend their romantic time together trying not to scratch each other. And then Joey gets a job as a processor with Chandler, and Ross and Rachel don't really do much in this episode.
I personally thought this was okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's last season they did the same thing. Like, I feel like when it's coming to an end, there's a few episodes in the 20s that aren't as like progressive, you know what I mean? Like, as pushing the storyline forward. I think the main thing here was bringing in Charlie Sheen, and that's the main focal point of it.
What's the connection there? Because everybody that has come in has some connection in some way.
Well, Emilio Estevez was a big star at this time, right? Was Charlie just...
Charlie was still... He'd been in Platoon by then. And so
oh, yes.
He wasn't really known for comedy, though. And I don't think he was that funny in this episode, either.
No, and here's what's funny is that Charlie was actually really, really nervous for this episode. He said that his legs were shaking backstage, so they had to bring his brother, Emilio Estevez had to be backstage to help calm him down. So director Michael Lembeck said that of this episode. So it's interesting that like he was that nervous because it is a live audience. It is a 3-camera show. And lo and behold, like a few stages down, he gets his own show, 2.5 Men, you know? So it's like, he needs to get used to it soon.
I'm surprised though, that now watching this, that he got 2.5 Men because he is not funny at all in it.
No.
Yeah.
I think he's really funny in 2.5 Men once it kind of gets going.
Yeah. I think you can kind of tell his nervousness for it because he's just kind of like Phoebe over her presence, her aura overtakes it. Obviously, she's comfortable, but you can tell he's nervous with it. And so
I think this episode is actually mistitled. I think it should be called The Weird One because everybody's just so weird in it.
Yeah.
Monica's weird with her obsession. We learned about that. Phoebe is weird with the chicken pox scratching and rub, you know, the whole creepiness of them, like, scratching each other. And then even Joey's weird with his whole character. We'll get into that.
So we think this is a weird episode. Marta Kaufman, the creator, also thinks so as well. Last year during the TV Tribeca Film Festival, they asked her if any regrets for storylines for Friends. And she was quoted with this example. And David Crane also, with answer to that question, said, you know, like looking back, couldn't we just spend 10, 15 more minutes in the writer's room? And he thinks like, oh, wow, we really went with that. And maybe this is one of those episodes that he watched was like, wow, we really went with that because it was strange. It was strange. And Marta didn't go into specifics why she regretted this episode.
I mean, I thought it was interesting that they were supposed to have this romantic 2 weeks together and they didn't get to have that because of the chicken pox. But I don't know that it was...
They made it romantic as romantic as they could with the whole scratching. you know.
But we just came across as weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Especially with the oven mitts when they had like taped it with the what's that tape called? The gray tape.
Duct tape. Leave it to Monica to figure out a way to duct tape oven mitts to their hands so they can't scratch each other.
Did you guys notice one of the oven mitts was a lobster?
No, I didn't. Yes.
I thought that was cute because it's like the iconic line. She's your lobster, and she had a lobster oven mitt.
What do you guys think about Monica revealing to Richard all of her crazy OCD things? I mean, she sets a clock 6 minutes fast. She reorganized his desk. She has to make the bed a certain way.
I don't set my clock like I only set my clock like a couple minutes fast. I don't do it that far in advance and it's not my time or anything. But I mean, everybody has their own way of making their beds. But I think this is what it's showing is their comfortability to, because now they said they love each other. They're in the relationship where they're getting that comfortable state. It's like, here are all my quirks and all that. So I think that's what it's supposed to mean is like, this is kind of going forward in that sense.
I learned that I'm more like Monica and probably a little more OCD than I would like to admit.
Also, what did you learn?
Well, the whole clock thing, I don't do it now because I just use my phone for my clock and alarm clock and everything. But I used to set, like, the clocks would be different. The bedroom clock would be a certain amount of time ahead, and the kitchen clock would be a different time. It would be, like, the real time. So I did that. And then there are certainly ways you make the bed, and then this has to go that way. But and I'm sure Vanessa will agree with this too. When you live with someone, you have to make some concessions in that department and realize it's just because I didn't make the bed this way does not mean I'm going to take it apart and remake it.
100%. Caesar likes to sleep in with the flat sheet tucked into the bed, and I kind of don't have a preference. So sometimes, like, if I go to bed early, he'll like, and I'm knocked out, he'll like start fixing the bed and I'm like waking up. But yeah, there's certain things like that.
Wait, the flat sheet, you put it over you, but you like the flat sheet tucked in, so you're like snug in there?
Yeah, he likes it like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. So the flat sheet's not like out waving around where you can pull it. You like have to really pull it to pull it out.
Yeah, but he like tucks it in, and then obviously when he's sleeping, it like gets messed up.
He tucks it on the sides or the bottom?
Like the bottom. So
the bottom, I believe, the bottom
sheet. Oh, yeah, okay. So here's... it's hard to see. Here's the edge of the bed, and here's the sheet. He like tucks it in like that.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, he tucks it in at the bottom. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah. I let my sheet kind of free fall.
Hang, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, we compromise, as Marlo once told us. You have to learn how to live with each other's, you know, differences, and you make it work, and it's working fine. So, yeah.
But I do love that Monica is, I mean, everyone knows she has these eccentricities and these obsessions, but she's really coming out with Richard and letting him know. And you know, that's probably a big step for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's cute that like, he loves her, obviously, aside from that, but like, he wants to find something weird about himself. And what he finds, I have to sleep on the west side because I grew up in California. I just thought that was funny.
Well, I think he didn't want to find anything weird about himself, like on purpose. I think he knew he didn't have anything weird, but was doing it to make her feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he loves her. It's so cute. Yeah.
To make her feel better about her own
quirkiness. Yeah. Did you guys notice the liars on the in Monica's room?
The what?
The liars. The little harp.
Sorority.
Oh, okay.
That was a lot in the room.
All I thought was how handsome Tom Selleck is. Oh,
I know. He's so cute. He's handsome. Not cute, handsome.
He just seems so, like, caring and okay, darling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Monica needs is, like, somebody who's just going to, like, be there for her and aside from all of that, you know, it's like she's high maintenance, but she needs somebody who's like accepting of that.
Mm-hmm. But I'm nervous now.
Why?
Because I know they don't last and I don't know how it's going to end. And I'm worried about how it's going to end.
Well, you'll find out.
Well, we have to live in this moment. We have to live in this moment and appreciate their relationship and what they have right now. We can.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll talk about Joey in the office. Joey in the office, and more on Phoebe and Ryan too.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are back talking about the one with the chicken pox. Do you guys have chicken pox?
Yes, I remember having it as a young kid. It was annoying. It was just so annoying. I just remember being like, I can't itch. I can't itch.
I remember having them. I don't remember much of it.
Yeah.
My niece actually got them before she was 1 year old.
Oh.
Wow. That sounds terrible.
Because she doesn't know what they are. And so it's like, she just.
Do you have a scar? I have a scar on my ankle.
I don't have a scar, no. Scars. No. My niece has a scar on her, a little one on her forehead from it.
Oh.
But no, yeah. Yeah, she's fine. She survived it. Yeah. When did you have the chicken pox? Oh yeah, you have a scar, obviously. When did you get them, Jason?
I had them in second grade. I remember that.
Wow, I don't remember when I had mine.
I don't remember.
Memory.
Childhood, and of course, Phoebe's the one who didn't have them.
Yeah,
all the friends, of course, you know, everyone else had them, but of course Phoebe is the one who didn't, because she's been sheltered from everything her whole life.
Yeah,
of course.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
and when they were in the coffee shop, and she's like, "Oh, I see or feel one now." So Phoebe.
I love that she calls the submarine guy, the submarine guy who emerges every year, every couple of years too. I thought that was pretty clever writing.
Yeah,
and Chandler's stuck with a mouthful of muffin and can't even make any snide comment, which is
about teaching her like my muffin. I'm like, oh, I thought that was a funny joke.
But I thought it was the first, it was maybe the second kind of hint that there might be something between Monica and Chandler.
Because their chemistry together, like,
yeah.
they're just like funny next to each other. They definitely have something, you know?
Yeah. So it's, was that intentional, or I still don't understand? Do they, and we'll talk about this more later, I guess. Did they know that they were going to put them together eventually,
yeah,
or did it happen because of the chemistry that they have?
I think we'll talk more about it later. I think more of the chemistry that they have. I think the latter.
Okay.
But
more to come.
More to come. But what was funny too is Joey. You know, he totally went into this new character that he played while he was actually had a real job with Chandler, and I thought that was funny because he was like,
"Is this the second friend that Chandler's gotten a job at his office?"
Yes, Phoebe. Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he wants to help out his pals, but it's just like his job is just so boring, and it's just like, okay, well, got him to do something to liven it up.
But it's just so weird how, well, not really weird, I guess.
It's weird.
Joey's an. I was trying to throw him a bone. It is weird.
He doesn't know how to do a job. He can only act. So he's
creating
a character.
And he has a wife and kids. And he's like, "Oh, we're having another baby. We just did."
Ashley and Brittany. Brittany's so cute because she copies everything that Ashley does.
Yeah.
And it's like, then he meets another coworker and they're going to go out, what, sailing or something like that?
Yeah.
And he's like, "You should come along." It's all so bizarre, I guess.
Uh-huh. And then he becomes like the office schmoozer and gets Chandler in trouble. And it doesn't work out. And Joey Chandler fires him, or he can't fire him because he's not on his team. But Joey quits because it means a lot to Chandler. But it's just strange. It is strange.
It is strange. And then Chandler, I mean, it's funny because it just goes to that theater of the absurd almost, where mm-hmm. and Chandler, like, I had an affair with Joseph's wife.
I know. He plays the game. This is the second time that they have to play the game, because remember, they played the game like with Eddie. Now Chandler's playing this game with Joey. It's like, okay, you want to go there? I'm going to go there.
Right. And then, yeah, Chandler's character, Chandy, it's just weird. And then Joey falls for it. It's just.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. So, I mean, the whole episode is weird. Everybody's weird in it.
Duh.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I agree with what you said in the beginning, Vanessa. I didn't love this episode, but actually, us talking about it, I liked it more than I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
And this is what we're here for, to open your eyes to see what this episode really was. So it helped.
So did you guys get the tag ending where Ross walks in the sailor uniform and whisk her away?
Yeah, I thought that was funny, but I don't look at it as handsome. Okay, my brother is a veteran of the Navy, and so he has that suit. So I've seen my brother in that suit plenty of times. So whenever I see that suit, I think of my brother. So for me to, like, that tag Annie, I'm like, nope.
It's a play on an officer and a gentleman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
So at the end of An Officer and a Gentleman, Richard Gere is in the Navy, and he's wearing that same uniform and walked in the factory and sweeps Deborah Winger off, or literally sweeps her off and carries her out of the factory.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I should look at it and see my brother, because he's in the Navy, so he was.
And I think the song that is played in the movie is Up Where We Belong by Joe Crocker and Jennifer Warrens. You know, and I think this is an instrumental version of that playing under them the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
Here's what I think we should do for our Instagram followers. I think we need to, Jason, if you could so kindly write a list of 5 movies people should watch in reference to this show.
Okay, I can do that.
We'll share it on our Instagram page.
Oh, like for like the movies that are referenced in the episodes.
Yes, I will do that.
Oh, that's actually a good idea, Vanessa. So, because a lot
80s
of
movies that are Friends pays homage to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we could like say like, okay, this episode's coming up. Watch this movie, and you'll get the reference in the episode, the podcast episode. You're the Friends.
Well,
episode.
Yeah, we don't have to do it with everyone, but we could just, you know, whenever. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll do that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. with Tom Selleck and
Old Yeller. Yeah.
Old Yeller, and when they're talking about something like
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it's a Wonderful Life. So good.
There's so many episodes where we can.
Yeah.
We'll pick and choose.
We'll work it out. Stay tuned.
We'll do some IG posts on that. Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. So, what else did you like about this? What was your favorite part? You had to have a little bit of a favorite part.
Oh, well, one thing, hold on. For me was, I thought at first when I saw Ryan walk into Monica and Rachel's apartment, I thought it was weird. And I instantly thought, why isn't Phoebe at her own apartment? But they immediately addressed that by saying, Phoebe says, my grandma has never had chicken pox, so I can't be over there.
Oh, yeah.
So that was one thing.
My favorite part is when the veil comes off and then lightning happens.
And then he freaks out. It's very Bride of Frankenstein, right?
I knew that reference.
See, but I didn't even know that one.
My favorite was when they're standing outside Central Park, Phoebe and Ryan, and she goes, this is not the week we had planned. You know, I was thinking of picnics in Central Park and coffee at Central Park. Oh, I just got that. Central Park. She just now got the whole reference of Central Park and the joke.
Oh, yeah. The good old Phoebe. It's like, doesn't catch up till later, but, you know.
Yeah.
Good old Phoebe. You gotta
love Phoebe. Yes.
We all do. Mm-hmm. All right, well, up next on Friends with Friends is the season 2 finale. Barry and Mindy finally tie the knot. Big episode,
big dress, big revelations. Yes.
So if you like us, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yay! And
follow us on Instagram.
Until next time.